Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated January 20th, 2023, is titled Pushing Through. I taught my boys growing up that it's the last 5% that matters. Allow me to explain. Whenever you're engaged in an endeavor that requires endurance, there's a disproportional weight placed on how you finish that decides the outcome. All four members of my family, my wife, my two sons, and me, were runners in high school. We all ran endurance races at one point or another in our careers, so we all understand this, quote, 5% rule. Runners know from experience that the majority of competitors can stay close to the lead pack for much of the race. However, as the race continues, the pack begins to separate. The elite runners pull away to vie for the win, while the rest of the group begins forming smaller packs filled with like-talented competitors. Within each pack, there are micro-battles waging, sort of like mini-races within the larger race. I think this is why runners can sit and watch track and cross-country meets all day. It's because there are a lot more races going on than just those listed on the agenda. The same goes for any other endurance type race, like car racing or swimming. Life is like an endurance race. We're in it for the long haul. We've got to dig deep when it matters most, especially when the chips are down. As I write this, I'm coming off an awfully challenging week where I've had many a conversation with the Lord about grit. My prayer is that I'm bringing glory to Him in the end. What will count is whether or not I left it all out there on the track. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Romans 5:3-5. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. In the spiritual analogy that Paul used in Romans 5, running the race set before us implies definite suffering. The suffering is real, and the challenge of pressing on becomes increasingly difficult. Like in a physical race, we must endure it to the very end to win. Sometimes I think we Christians like to over-spiritualize truths in the Bible, and then we become shocked when actually stricken with tangible suffering. My friend, the pain is real. It's supposed to be. 1 Peter 4:12-13 reads, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed." 1 John 3:13 reads, "Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you." I see a lot of Christians essentially give up when it matters most, when the greatest strides in their own sanctification are upon them, when the finish line is in sight. They buy the lie that they cannot push through. They become convinced, with a little help from a world that hates them, 1 John 3:13, that they don't have what it takes to press on in the face of adversity. But according to Jesus, they do have whatever it takes. 2 Corinthians 12:7-10 reads, "So to keep me, Paul, from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Even if we fall during the race, we are to just get up, dust ourselves off, and keep running. Proverbs 24:16. This is our opportunity to bring glory to God on earth, after all, right? Remember, the angels are in the grandstands watching this race, 1 Peter 1:12. The Bible captures stories of many saints, in addition to Paul, who clung to the same faith and power source we have available to us for pushing through. Hebrews 12:1-2 reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." It's the last 5% that matters, means that while most people can hang with the pack for 95% of the race, it's those who dig deep at the end of the race who ultimately win. The amount of effort required to finish strong increases exponentially the closer we get to the finish line. My friend, be encouraged. The effort is totally worth the prize. Philippians 3:14 reads, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So let's not make the mistake of over-spiritualizing what is meant to be understood and experienced in the most practical sense. We are going to suffer. We are going to be in pain. Running a race to win is paramount if we're to overcome adversity. The kingdom of darkness will bump you, trip you, discourage you, and even cheat. Get used to it. And don't ever quit or give up. Who knows? This very day could be your last on this earth. Push through. Glory be to God. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.